one has been yotzei a bracha. Either if one is saying the bracha oneself, or is one hearing the bracha and fulfilling it through the principle of shamek ona, hearing is as one is speaking. One has to be careful to recite it, to hear all the words of the bracha. Now the truth is that every once in a while, if you have a longer bracha and one or two words, which is not an integral part of the theme of the bracha, is missing, so probably b'dieved the bracha would be good. But there are certain words of the bracha that really are ma'akev, that if one doesn't hear, doesn't speak those words, so really the entire bracha is thrown into question. So one of the most important words of the bracha is the word baruch. So sounds a little bit strange. How would a person miss the word baruch? It happens all the time. When you have a large setting and somebody's reciting a bracha on behalf of everybody, let's say, for example, Kiddush or Avdallah, so very often you miss the beginning of the bracha. If you have a lot of people and the person's making Kiddush says Baruch Priya Gofen and 1,000 people answer Amen, so the person who's reciting the Kiddush should wait until it's absolutely quiet and then continue to recite the bracha. If not, what's going to happen is that people are going to come over afterwards and say, I missed the first word. That's a big problem. If you miss the word Baruch, that's pretty much of a serious issue in terms of the validity of the bracha. Another word that is critical that all brachas have is the Shem Hashem. And this is also sometimes a problem. Sometimes a person recites a bracha and they say it very, very fast and they kind of like, you know, slur over and then they barely noticeable HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. That's of course a big problem also. The Gemara tells us in Masechet Brachos that called bracha she'ein ba shem ein a bracha. If it's missing the Shem Hashem, that's going to be a problem. There is a machlokes haposkim that what if a person didn't say Baruch Hashem, Hashem's name in the sense of the Yudkei Vavkei, but he says Elokeinu. So obviously we say both. We say Hashem Elokeinu. Sometimes what happens is a person is hearing a bracha from somebody and the person says the Baruch Hashem, the Hashem part very, very quickly and very unclear, but at least the Elokeinu was clear. So can we at least salvage the bracha b'dievet? That's the machlokes haposkim. Some poskim say that as long as you add one of the shemus of a Kiddush Baruch Hu in there, so b'dievet the bracha would still be good. And others disagree. Moshe suggests that maybe you have to have mamish the Shem Hashem. That's a whole question because the Gemara talks about using certain translations for the Shem Hashem, perhaps as being acceptable. So Moshe discusses that in his tshuva. So again, these are all b'dieved, b'dieved. L'chatchila, when a person either recites a bracha, hears a bracha, so the bracha is supposed to be said and heard properly, including the Shem Hashem, Hashem Elokeinu, etc. What if a person left out the word melech? So that's also a problem. The Gemara has a question about this, but we paskin la'alacha. They call bracha she'ein ba shem u'malchus in a bracha. That you have to mention melech, you have to mention that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the king. So you have to be careful about that word as well. What about if you mess the word ha'olam? So that's a further machlokes. Some folks can say that, all right, as long as you got Hashem, you got melech, even if you kind of slurred and you missed the word ha'olam, to be the other, that would be okay. And other folks can say, no, even that's a problem. That to say that Hashem is Elokeinu melech without identifying what he is the melech of, that he's the king of the world, so that's a problem. That's not called malchus. So the poskim have interesting rayas back and forth from the davening of Rosh Hashanah. We know in Rosh Hashanah we speak about malchios, and though we mentioned psukim that speak about Hashem melech, and we don't. Not every posuk speaks about melech olam. So some poskim wanted to bring a raya that you could have malchus without olam. That's a shaila. So again, these are all b'dieved. One is supposed to say the bracha and hear the entire bracha. Within the text of the bracha itself, after one finishes the introduction, bracha Hashem Elokeinu melech olam, then it depends what one missed. If a person is making a bracha on bread and forgot to say the word lechem, so it's hard to believe that bracha is going to be good. If a person is saying a long bracha and they missed one word and it doesn't really change the meaning of the bracha, it'd probably be d'yevet, the bracha would be good. So again, the bottom line is that these are all shailas that aren't really supposed to happen. But if they do happen, you have to know what the answer is. But l'chatchila, that one is supposed to recite, one is to hear the bracha from beginning to end in the proper manner.